Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm happy to have a friend of mine that we met actually in person originally, which is always shocking that it started out on person, Mo Cooper. And Mo has a great topic for us today, and that is time freedom. Your best health is hiding in your calendar. Did I say that right without looking? Did I get it?
That's correct. Very good. Well done. I know, but you're looking up. I don't know if you want to look up.
No, it's because I'm looking at the camera. So those of you who are listening to the audio, you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
My kick-ass camera just died for whatever reason. It'll come back later today.
Yeah.
So I'm having to look at a different place and it's killing me to look at it.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't want you to be like this through the whole recording.
Yeah, because I'm not in the right spot. Yes, I look.
Jennifer can't make eye contact.
Yeah, I know. We can't.
Now it's perfect. We're making eye contact. It's wonderful.
I know. I love it. It's so good. Thanks so much for pointing that out. It's one of those reminder things. Thanks.
You're so welcome. I want you to have your best experience as well.
Yeah, don't we all? That's wonderful. Okay, so we were talking just before we hit record about a little bit about what you've been doing of late for a health journey. And so tell us, what is actually hidden in my calendar?
What is hidden in your calendar? Releasing things that don't serve you. And because how many of us women professionals are like, but I have to go to that meeting. I have to serve that person. I have to show up for that concert. I have to. And then next thing you know, your cortisol's through the roof. You're face down in a vat of Haagen-Dazs. And because you can't stress because you haven't eaten all day and now you're starving at 3 o'clock and you've completely realized that, wait, I'm not on this list anywhere. And the biggest thing with when you start to really look at how you're spending your time is you start to kind of really have a revelation of how it's affecting you, not just your calendar, but your physical health. And can you relate to that at all, Jennifer?
I can, because people get on your calendar that you may not have wanted on your calendar. And then you're trying to manage that and deal with that. And yeah, it becomes really a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Boundaries are huge. And we hear about this all the time, setting boundaries, got to have boundaries. I had a business coach say, you need to have boundaries with your clients because they will run over you. They will be calling you at 9 o'clock at night or texting you. And so that was kind of the one of the realizations, because there's always so many, of protecting your time, but really it's protecting your peace. When you're at peace, you make better decisions, you sleep better, your cortisol is lower, your hormones are on track, you feel more settled, confident, clear-headed. I mean, and it all comes from realizing how you spend your time. And not just time like on your calendar with meetings and things. How much time are you spending worrying? How much time are you spending fretting over things beyond your control? So there's so much to this time element, but really the foundation is how we feel in here, because we're pulled from so many different directions out here. So when, like with my clients, with my group, when they start to what do you mean we're not starting with restricting calories and working out 17 times a week? And I'm like, whoa, we'll get there. We'll get to the food and the exercise and all that. But right now I want to know how you spend your time. And it's like, fine. And then it's always this, oh, damn. Okay, I did not realize I was doing that or thinking about that or spending all this time. And what's beautiful is we don't want shame. Now, women like us entrepreneurs, even executive women, busy moms, but mostly my people are busy exec, corporate women on the go. There's no shame. There's no shame in this. Like there's, but we are conditioned to want more and more and more, and so that means do more and more and more, so we get more and more and more, and then we're constantly in that heightened state of cortisol and stress. And then what? And but if you're building, it's difficult to build a business, a sound business, on a loose, physical health foundation. I mean, it's doable for a while, but something's got to give.
Something has got to give. I just recently went to a Brendon Burchard event for his Ultra Mastermind group that I've been
Yeah.
in for several years.
Hey.
And he does 2 solid days. And he starts out by running back and forth across a full theater size stage 7 times at the beginning of each new session after a break.
Yeah.
And he's talked about how much it takes to be trained physically to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of on the side, some conversations happened. And it was like, well, on go days, he consumes a minimum of 5,000 calories a day because you have to have that much energy to stay up like that. And so, as women, I'll just speak for myself and I won't throw everybody under the bus. But
No.
for me, the few times in my life that I have thought about losing weight and eating healthier, it's always been a huge calorie deficit.
Yeah.
But I think it takes almost 1,500 calories a day just for your heart to beat, your lungs to work, for you to be able to breathe and have brain function.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you going to do that on 800 or 900 calories a day if then you have to spend so much brain power doing the amazing work that you do?
Yes. I think of all the women that went to school to do what they're doing, business school, whatever. You invested that time to really get clear on how to be good at what you do so that you can be successful in business. This is your number one business. So spending 5 minutes a day focusing on what you're going to eat and how you're going to move, it doesn't really seem like that big of a deal if you've done 4 years of college or like it's shifting a mindset out of what that diet culture of you have to do all these things and restrict and everything to really it's more like dating yourself. So we're going like you go to college to get the degree. When you comes to your health, I don't have time for that. Now, if you want to have a killer relationship, maybe you're already in a great relationship, you're gonna do sweet things for your partner. You're gonna lift them up. You're gonna love them. You're gonna make sure they're healthy and loved or like a child, you're gonna do things. And that's what health is. So it's the time that you invest, like going to school, but then it's also nurturing a relationship with yourself because what kind of a friend are you if you're all to yourself, if you're always putting yourself last? If you had a friend that you treated the way you treat yourself, always putting them last, always pushing them off, saying, I don't have time for you, but I really want you to be there for me, but I really don't have time for you. That's not going to work. I mean, you're not going to have a good relationship. So when it comes to food and losing weight, it's not about restriction. It's about having a healthy relationship with food. Girl, I love to eat. And so even on Whole30, we were talking about Whole30, I'm like, I eat all the eggs and the avocado and the like all the yummy, healthy things that I can eat because I love food and I make sure they taste really good. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do, because this isn't about having a what was I gonna say? I was thinking it's like when you have conjugal visits with food. We want to have a sexy relationship with ourselves. We want to be able to feel good about ourselves and the choices we're making and the things, how we're showing up for ourselves. And you can do that as a professional. It doesn't have to be one more thing. But when you start making the subtle shifts, not the extreme, that definitely like the calorie deficit, like you said, and you start to like really taste your food and really ask questions like, do I want this or is this a habit? Like one of my clients, she's going to She's got a family reunion this weekend, and she goes, everybody's making stuff. And she comes from a good Southern family, right? She goes, I know what? I want that tater tot casserole.
It's gotta be so good.
I'm like, have the tater tot casserole. Don't tell yourself you can't eat it because you're going to feel guilt and shame. And that's going to be pouring over it. Enjoy the tater tot casserole and eat your protein. Make sure you get good protein in some form, even if it's fried chicken, like whatever, some form of protein and little greens in there, maybe somewhere. But enjoy that. Like, so it's not an all or nothing. And I think, tell me, with the women you work with, the busy executives, the busy entrepreneurial women, that all or nothing thinking, how much does that come into play?
It is incredible how much people live with that mentality. I don't want to give away too many much detail because some people will know like who it was, what happened, but I was having a lovely lunch at a lovely location, the most spectacular thing, and we had chicken breasts that had been skewered and grilled like on a, little bite-sized pieces. And the
Yum.
side that came with it was French fries. Okay, not the best choice, but you've got this beautiful chicken, right? We're eating the chicken. I eat very slowly. I talk too much. So I eat, when they talk about
Perfect.
eat slowly, I don't know that I could eat any slower. And I'm not even halfway finished. And the plate was shoved towards the center of the table. And it was, I just eat too much. And I said, is it not possible to have one meal that's just pleasurable without throwing shit on it? And it was, I don't do that. And I was like, okay, subject dropped. So we talked about it later, like once the heat settled, because I obviously did not handle that very well. And it was like, oh gosh, I do live in that mentality. Like, I eat it, I enjoy it, and I push it away. Like, she had had 10 French fries. It wasn't like she ate all the chicken and the fries. She ate all the chicken and a few fries, which is not a bad thing. Like, it's balanced. But it was that mentality. I didn't do something perfectly, therefore I'm wrong and horrible. I've got a wedding coming up, so I have been eating nothing but salad every day for the last 4 months trying to lose weight, and I'm like, I'll just be fat in the pictures because that I'm not do I am not doing that.
It's that, but this is something that in my group I love because women come to me and I'm like, we're not dieting. And they're like, I don't understand. And it's a real trust exercise, let me tell you. I'm like, fall. And they're like, no. And so, because teaching someone to, trust their body and it's like, oh, listen to your body. Yeah, that make you make that sound so easy. No, it's a process. For sure. So catching yourself saying like, why am I feeling guilty about this? Like pushing the thing away, like, why am I getting frustrated myself? Was I not there when I was eating it? So like, I love that you're eating slowly. That's amazing. You're absolutely right. I mean, weight is just one indicator of what's going on in your body, but like, how's your blood pressure? How's your blood sugar? How's your, again, how's your stress level? How's your stress management? Do you even know you're stressed? Like, there's so many other components. And so when women are responding that way, saying like, oh, I eat too much, this is good. It's good feedback. I like, okay, so what's happening right now? Tell me what's happening right now. Like, what's the feeling behind this? And so, and because we've had these conversations in group, which is amazing because I love group coaching because one person will say that, I don't mind the time. One person will say that, and another person will be like, oh my God, yeah, I totally get that. I feel that. And I never knew that group coaching could be so effective that way, and which is amazing because I'm like, oh my God, this is actually working. And so,
You think one-on-one is the way to go, but that whole group is phenomenal for sure.
it really is because we're all in the trenches together looking up to the light, So it's, and the light, literally and figuratively, like feeling lighter, just physically and mentally. Like, I have a client, she's got shingles right now. So she's kind of stalled out a little bit. But girl, we are working on healing. We're working on making purposeful rest time, saying no to things that are stressing her out. And she's so frustrated. And I said, I want you to have some grace with yourself. You give grace to everyone else. I want you to have grace with yourself. And so she messaged me this morning. You're right. I'm going to have grace for myself. I'm going to enjoy the weekend. I'm going to rest when I need to. I'm not going to feel guilty. Girl, I don't know where this was. Was it the sugar and spice, everything nice thing that we felt like we needed to take everything on and not say anything about it? Like, that's just like so untethering ourselves from that mentality is huge. But when we do, when you can just eat and like, oh, that was good. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Like, so push it away and say, I am done. I feel good. That was done, yummy. And you move on, you know? And it's awesome. And it's a beautiful thing to see. So what did you learn from that? You said you didn't handle it well. What would you do? I don't know how you handled it, but what would you do differently?
Well, I was a little snappy, I'll just say, because I was like, do you have to ruin every meal? Like, I'm not
Yeah.
finished and you're already,
Yeah.
so I would have not said it that way. I would have, been gentler, kinder about it, but it was just like, it triggered me because it just hit me like out of the clear blue. I was like, oh my God,
Yeah.
let's just enjoy this and move on. But one thing I want to point out that you said a few minutes ago was about the time involved. And as you know, I have deemed myself the 12-minute success coach. And when somebody asked me about eating, it was like, okay, so you make your grocery list. How many minutes can that possibly take? You have to drive to the grocery store. I'm not going to count that because I don't know where you live, how long it takes to get there. But most grocery stores are made where all the healthy things are on the perimeter. You've got all the dairy, you've got the fruits and vegetables, you've got the meat. So if you stay on the outside and that's the only place you shop, you can do a week's worth of grocery shopping in 12 minutes. I don't know about the lines, it might take you longer to check out, but we put in our head that everything's going to take a long time and it doesn't have to.
Yes, I have these little timers that I was just at a women's event that everybody got these little timers, and
Oh,
it's
I
like,
love them.
I know I can't find a place to put my branding on there, but it's like, take 5 minutes for yourself. And people are like, I don't have 5 minutes. If you don't have 5 minutes, then take 20. Because if you don't have 5 minutes for yourself, then you really need time. And I love what you're saying here is because, yeah, that 12 minutes, we build up in our head that things take much longer than they do. And sometimes things do take time. But when you break it down into, pun intended, bite-sized pieces, we can get so much more done. So I use the Tabata method of, or sorry, Pomodoro method of working when I'm like normal work days. So I work for 25 minutes, get up and move around for 5 minutes. It's amazing what I can do in 5 minutes, you know, go, you know, do some dishes or straighten up the living room or, you know, yell at my kid to do something or something. And so, and when I am on, when I'm on during those days, oh my God, I get so much done. I feel so much calmer. I'm getting up and moving around. I'm not just locked into my desk for it. But so we underestimate the power of 5 minutes. That's why I love Mel Robbins, the 5 minute rule, because and then how she says, you know, when you're talking yourself out of something, 5 second rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Like, don't think about it, just do it. And it's so powerful. So getting women out of their way and starting with time and using that to calm your nervous system so that you can perform better in not just in your life but in your business, it's really powerful. So I love what you do because it's time-based. I'm all
Well,
about time.
back at it. So amazing. So, as we're coming to the end of our little time together, how can people get a hold of you?
So I have you can get in hold of me at Mo Cooper Coaching, or well, if I really want Mo, I had to change my website. MoMindBodySoul.com. So MoMindBodySoul.com. That's my website. And I also in I have my 5 minute morning reset. So you start your day. The first 5 minutes of your day often impacts how the rest of your day goes. So I created this for busy women, so you know how to start your day, and you can access that through my website. Or if you have the link, you can put it in the show notes, which I included in my.
In your info. Oh my God, that'll be so great. And so people are like, well, I'm on a phone, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, pick up your phone out of your pocket, out of your purse, and click the show notes. It's super easy. It's like nothing's hard.
Yes, I know. Yeah, you got to make it easy. I'm the biggest culprit. If it's not easy, like, Kim always says, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. That's my motto. Like, this is just it. Like, people think, oh, you just live the strict life. Like, no, I like Netflix and chilling, but not how the kids mean it. I mean, like, actually, just watching
Like
Netflix.
we would mean it as
Yeah, like,
adults as
yeah,
well.
yeah, and hanging with my girlfriends and all that fun stuff. Like, but it's just finding that balance and carving out that time for you. Pouring into you because you are a most precious child of God and worthy of that time and attention. And because we want to live healthy. So it's not just about weight. So how's your health, Jennifer?
It's good.
Good. That's great.
People are jealous over my blood pressure. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's awesome. I never judge someone's health by the way they you look fabulous, but weight is not an indicator. Like you look healthy. You do. You look healthy. I mean, you see these, oh my God, these people on the GLP-1s, all the celebrities, and they're just like walking skeletons and they're losing weight so fast their skin is hanging off of them. I'm like, this is not healthy, guys. This is not good. So,
Well, do
yeah.
you know who I think the most powerful woman for women's health is right now for body image in the
I'm
world?
listening.
Ilona Mayer. The gal
Who?
that plays rugby, Ilona Mayer. She plays rugby. She is fit. She is big.
Yeah.
She embraces it. She was just in a swimsuit edition thing and walks out in a string bikini with everything out, and she's like, I am
Yeah.
fit, I am healthy, I lift
Yeah.
weights, I play
Yeah.
rugby. In the first 8 seconds of a match, she like took a girl out, like she ran down that field and just bam, and that gal went down. I was like, holy moly, like there's no way I would do that. But
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much more to health, like you
There
say.
really is. There really is. Like, look at your numbers, not the number on the scale, just the number on the scale, but like, how are you carrying it? What's your blood pressure? What's your blood? All those things. And that's what's beautiful is because, and I, something I really lean into last thing is non-scale wins. Like, how do you feel? It's really about just feeling confident and happy and in your body and just light physically, mentally, and emotionally, so because we all carry our weight differently, so
Oh
mentally,
my
physically,
gosh.
spiritually, emotionally.
This has been a great conversation, Mo. So go to Mo, mindbodysoul.com. Mo, this has been awesome. I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
I know, Jennifer, we gotta hang out soon. It'd be amazing. I love it. All right, it went great. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.